All right. Let's go ahead and get started.
Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Do you need to join me or?
No. I think the main issue is that people SIP clients are not. They don't have the appropriate codecs. I'll explain why here in a little bit.
No problem.
Let's see. UpDescribe this week. Mark Lubo, are you in a position to scribe?
Give it the old college try, man.
Thank you very much. Let's see, scribe. Agenda. All right, our agenda is here. Today on the agenda, we have discussion of the credentials working group charter, the use cases, the linked data signatures specification, credentials badges, vocabulary update, and the roadmap update, basically our standard stuff. One thing we might want to add to the agenda is the teleconference bridge status. It's mostly fixed, but there are still issues with a couple of folks joining, mainly over SIP. So let's add that to the first item on the agenda. Anything else that needs to be covered today? Okay. All right, if there's nothing else, let's jump into this first topic, which is teleconference bridge. Some of you might have noticed that there's a new voice and you've got connectivity issues with the teleconference bridge. We did a minor update last Sunday, which resulted in the entire teleconference bridge completely failing, including all software associated with it, meaning that we didn't lose anything, but this teleconference bridge, the one previous to it, had been in operation for about 7 years, and therefore all the software was out of date. So when we did a one minor software update, it caused a cascading series of software updates, resulting in us needing to upgrade the entire system, which meant that all of the bot stuff that was associated with the bridge, the VoIP bot that sits in the channel, had to be upgraded, which is why ELF, since you're doing, 26 is me, that no longer works. We need to add those features back in. The previous bot was written in Python. The new one was ported completely over to Node.js. And since it was done in around 2 hours at 2 a.m. in the morning, we were not able to get all of the features back in there, but we're working on it. No link else, not right now. We may release it as open source, but we may not. We don't know what we're doing with it yet. So anyway, if you have connectivity issues, more than likely it's because your SIP client does not have the proper codec installed, meaning that if you don't have Speaks, S-P-E-E-X, installed, the connection will probably fail or you won't be able to hear audio. You'll be able to connect. It'll show you connecting, but the audio channels won't be set up correctly. If you had problems connecting, so I think that was Nate, you had issues with SIP, and Mark, you had issues with SIP. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to debug the issues with both of you after the call or at some point, whenever it's convenient to you, so that we can make sure that we fix those things so people no longer have issues connecting. Yes, Eric Speaks, S-P-E-E-X. It's an audio codec used for voice over IP.
S-P-E-E-X?
Okay.
S-P-E-E-X.
Okay, and Rob, we'll want to chat with you as well. We just need to debug why some SIP connections are failing and the ones are not.
It was weird. Once I brought up the debug window, it started working perfectly.
Huh.
I tried like 6 or 7 times and I didn't see it even attempting to connect in the chat window. I don't know if it really would do that, but it never said, oh, joining conference, because Linphone thought it was connected. I mean, okay. It was sitting there, but I got zero audio.
Okay. Well,
let's debug.
That was Rob speaking.
Rob,
let's debug a bit later. today, just to see what the okay. last remaining issues are. Needless to say, the new telecon bridge upgrade was a nightmare. Okay. Next up, I think, any questions on the teleconference bridge stuff? We'll get it sorted in time. Okay, next up is the credentials working group charter. Nothing's been updated on the charter, which probably means that, you know, folks are more or less okay with the general structure of it. I think I had an action to add a timeline to it, but I did not, was not able to do that. Since I was messing around with the teleconference bridge. I think the main thing that we need to transition to, at least with the credentials working group charter, is we need to get people assigned to recruiting. And in order to do that, we need to understand which organizations we're going to start trying to recruit. So let me, I think the best way to go about that is to just create a list of organizations and then put people beside each organization that are in charge of contacting those organizations. So I'm going to create a recruiting document. I'm doing it right now. And then credentials recruiting. So here's the link to the recruiting document. So we've got W3C members. We've got new W3C members. And then we've got new large, new small W3C members. So if people can start padding organizations that they feel we should contact and bring in here in those bullets, that would be good. So for example, I know I could probably get OpenLink software in, IBM in, Google in, let's see, who else? Digital Bazaar, of course. Okay. And then if folks would like to start adding, I mean, right now would be a fine time to start adding, but if you can think of other organizations, please add it to the list. Document is view only. Let me see why that is. Anyone with the link can edit. Okay. That should be fixed now. Okay. Nate, try again. Okay, so I think at least related to the charter, the biggest issue that we have right now is getting this list of organizations together. And the other thing that we're going to want to do once we get the list of organizations together is ensure that we have technical alignment on what we actually want to do. Before we start the work, because if we have our first workshop and it's clear that we don't have technical alignment, then there is no starting off with a technical working group. We will have to go through the IG process. Okay, and then Eric, I'm going to lean pretty heavily on you to fill out this new large W3C members and new small W3C members list. So if you have folks that we can put on there now, that would be good. There is one concern with this list, which is, you know, some of these organizations may not want this to be publicly known, but this isn't a list of, maybe we should be make this clear, note, this list constitutes what the credentials CG would like to have in the way of involvement. It in no way asserts that the organizations that want that the organizations listed support the work in any way, shape. Okay, so just just to be sure, we want to make sure that people understand that just because the name's on this list doesn't mean that they're on board. It's that we're going to try and recruit them. Okay, I'll go through the W3C member list in a bit, but basically anything that we have in the new members category, we need to have somebody assigned to it, and those people need to go out and work very hard to get them in as new W3C members. Okay, anything else on the charter or recruiting? Okay. Next up are the use cases. And really, I think for the next two topics, use cases and the linked data signature spec, there's been no forward movement on that in the last week, primarily because we've had been so busy trying to get some of the web payment stuff worked out. There is a concern in the web payments group that something needs to be done with credentials, but for whatever reason, the W3C staff there, let me see, linked data signatures. The W3C staff seems to not understand that the credentials work is going on, even though we've given them multiple demos on the technology. So there is still a disconnect, and we're still trying to figure out why, even after we've shown the W3C staff the demos, explain to them how the technology works. They're still writing blog posts as if the credential CG work didn't exist. So we need to figure out exactly why that's happening. Has anybody else here had contact with W3C staff on the credential stuff? Have they reached out to you in any way?
Contact with who?
Sorry, say that again?
W3C staff or what?
Yeah, W3C staff.
About the credentials group?
Yep.
Okay. I was working on a set of wireframes and I was emailing some people in the DIG group at MIT. But I don't know if any of credentials is in there. So it was an indirect contact.
That's Brent speaking, Mark. Okay, so no direct contact on that. Okay, well, it's in any case, it's a bit frustrating. But we'll keep chasing them down. Any questions on use cases or linked data signatures or W3C contact stuff? Okay. Next up is the credentials badges vocabulary update. Nate, do you have an update on this?
No, not really. I've been still with sort of exploring how to do maybe some like JSON-LV framing based organization. I mentioned last week that I wanted to try and make badges sort of a first class citizen of identity credential, and potentially do that by having, you know, similar to the array of credentials, have an array of badges, or maybe blend them in with the credentials, but then be able to use JSON-LV framing or something to pull out like an array of IRIs that of the badge class URL or IRIs that could be sort of put at the top level of the document. But I haven't sort of come up with a solution that I'm happy with yet, and interested in talking with others on that, but I haven't progressed on the vocab. I'll make more progress on it this week, though.
Okay. Any feedback, updates on that from anybody else, comments?
Hey, it's Elf here. Do you have an issue somewhere?
Elf, we lost your audio. And your audio is dropping out pretty badly.
Yeah, sorry to say, I couldn't hear that at all.
Any issue on GitHub with clear explanation about the challenge? Which particular challenge, Elf?
Yeah, I could write up a post to our credentials mailing list if you think that would be an appropriate venue to sort of talk about it and get some code in front of us, unless a GitHub issue would be a better place.
I think the mailing list would probably be really good. Nate, mainly because we've got some comments. I think we have comments on it. Like, for example, like, I don't know if we want there to be a we meaning Digital Bazaar. I don't think that at least this organization wants there to be a difference between credentials and badges, meaning like a badge is a credential.
I agree.
Right. So having something at the top level of the identity document where you have, you know, an array of credentials, an array of badges, doesn't really make too much sense. However, like, if you want to have something in the identity, like, you know, the credentials are basically proofs of attributes in the identity. So if you want to have as an attribute in the identity, and this may be what you were saying, if you want to have, like, you know, in the document, in Nate's identity document, you want to have a property called badges, and then you have an array there, which could be an array of URLs, or it might also be, you know, full-blown objects. You could do that. Like, you can use the credentials to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that is the sort of thing that I'm looking to make possible, and I agree. I think we're in alignment on thinking that, you know, we want all this in credentials as sort of a list of proofs. From the Badge Alliance, we have a lot of people who are sort of asking the question about an individual, like, what badges do they have? You know, what are the defined sets of claims that, are held by this individual? And so I think having a way to reference that, like, right, you know, at the very top of the document would be really useful.
Nate, one way to do that is if you mark up all of the badges as having multiple types, a base class type of badge, and then whatever badge classes you want to include as well, then if you use JSON-LD framing, you could just say, give me all of the badge, all the base class badges, and then any other type information would just come along with that. You would get anything that is marked up as having type badge, and if they have any other additional classes on there that add, you know, special properties or link to special validators and those sorts of things, all that stuff would get brought along.
Cool. Yeah, that is roughly in line with what I was thinking. So I'll take this to the mailing list, and we can discuss it over some actual code.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, anything else on the credentials or badges vocabulary stuff? I guess the one question I have is, you know, when are we going to have a first pass at the vocabulary document? Any thoughts on that, Nate? Like, the actual, like, I know we talked about 2 weeks ago about there being an HTML file that you could look at that would have embedded RDFA, and there would also be maybe a JSON-LD context and JSON-LD vocabulary. Thoughts on when we'd have like a skeleton of that up there?
I'm not going to promise it for 1 week from now, but I bet we can do it for 2 weeks from now. We are actively like assembling these pieces.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, just let us know if there's something that we can do to help move that process along. Having something, I think having something in GitHub somewhere would allow us to start making pull requests and that kind of stuff. It doesn't have to be totally done, but.
Okay, absolutely. I'll get a GitHub repository element for that set up by the next meeting a week from now.
Okay. Else is asking if RDFA vocabulary entailment is included. Yes. The basic answer is yes, RDFA vocabulary entailment's involved, but we absolutely do not want to expose anyone to that stuff.
And it's the JSON-LD framing is not going to get into that and do any kind of semantic reasoning on classes and things like that. Obviously, that stuff could be put into a vocabulary that describes these badge classes, and that would be useful. But just for solving this problem in particular, I don't think that we need to go into that depth.
Yeah. I mean, the danger that we run else by doing that is we make this stuff look way more complicated than it needs to be. Really, what we're trying to do is we're just trying to tell people, all you need to do is do JSON data and add a context at the top, and you're pretty much done. Like, that's what the data should be. I mean, once we get into vocabulary entailment, even if we mention it in the spec, people will want to go and read about it, and then they will go down the black hole that is, semantic web, RDF, knowledge processing. We just don't want that to happen. It'll happen in time, but in time meaning in the next 20 years, not in the next 2 to 3 years, which is what we're trying to focus on. Okay, did that answer your question, Alf? Hopefully that answered your question. Yes. Okay. All right, and then Mark, are there updates to the roadmap? And if there are, I can take over scribing for you.
Thanks. My only comment is that there are some outstanding entries suggested by Carrie. I would like to have the group review those comments, partially because it's my belief that in the envisioned uses section, that the details provided are, in fact, details of the same uses, if you will. I'm not sure that we wanted to get into that level of granularity, so I'd appreciate an independent person reviewing and commenting on that. I don't want to defend the prior work as much as, have a group of objective people decide whether or not this looks like it's perhaps a level of detail that is unnecessary, that which was my thoughts. So,
okay. Could you, I know that there are comments in the spec, could you raise a thread on the mailing list? Could you send specific questions to the group on the mailing list? So rather than us trying to guess what we need to weigh in on, if you could be specific about what we need to weigh in
absolutely.
On.
Oh, absolutely. I'll make that comment in the document itself, and I think that gets sent out.
It doesn't get sent to the mailing list. The mailing list is it does get emailed to us, but it's kind of hard for us to follow.
Okay.
So
I got you.
Yeah.
I'll do that. So
okay.
The mailing list being the credentials distribution group.
Yeah. Public-credentials@w3.org.
Okay.
Would be the one. Okay. Thank you, Mark. Okay. If there's no other business, I think we can go ahead and close the call early. Is there anything else that folks wanted to discuss today? Okay. The only last parting concern that I have is that we're slowing down. Our progress is slowing down a bit, and it might be just because everyone had a really busy week last week. But if this happens again next week, we're going to have to figure out what we can do to kind of enliven the work again, because we have to keep making a progress at a pretty rapid clip if we want to meet our deadlines for getting a working group started in the latter part of this year.
Manu, you'll send me the link to the document you're asking me to work on. This is Eric speaking.
Here you go. This is the recruiting doc.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Oh, nope, sorry. That's totally wrong. That's not it. Recruiting doc. This is the recruiting doc.
Okay.
And then if you put a company down for those, recruiting folks, if you put an organization down, put your name beside it so that we know who's chasing the potential there. Okay. I think that's it.
And then the only other question I have is, do we have any, we may have to take this offline, but where are we with OpenCredit, the foundation?
Stalled due to lack of time. I mean, it's the same reason that all the other work is kind of stalling. It's, as far as, you know, the stuff that Digital Bazaar is trying to lead up or at least, do with, a credit trust thing, we've just had an enormous amount of work come in at the beginning of this year, and we haven't been able to keep moving on it. So the Open Payments Foundation, which is effectively a catch-all for funding, to do actual implementations of what we're talking about, is stalled currently. We have the organization exists and has a bank account and has a board, but we're waiting for approval from the IRS for nonprofit status, which is taking an extended period of time, and we have not yet submitted paperwork to the Software Freedom Conservancy to operate under their umbrella until our nonprofit status is online. So
So Credit Trust would be happy to volunteer to move the legal work forward. All I just need is the stuff, the paperwork, and where we are, and we can do that offline.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, anything else?
Who was it that made that offer?
A Credit Trust.
That was me.
Eric Korb from Credit Trust.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anything else for the call this week? Okay, thanks everyone for the call, and we'll meet again next week. Hopefully folks have a easier, a less heavily loaded week this week than last week. Okay,
Manu,
thanks
if
everyone.
If you want to debug the Lynn phone, I'm available.
Okay, great. And Nate, you said you were available too. So after everyone hangs up, we'll give it 5 minutes, and then we'll try and debug Nate and Mark. All right.
All right.
Thanks, everyone. Speak with everyone next week. Bye.